Kala Brahma. Recognizing all, Nrisimhadev, Varahadev, Purnadev, Damodar, Mastar. And he has brought them from Gandaki Nadi, river Gandaki, where Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami went and collected his Radharani Shastra, and he became in the shape of Radha, having three deities, Govind, Gopina, in the place Radha. So,
I think now it seems like a long time ago, but just a few days ago I met Maharaj for the first time. And when I met him, the first thing that he expressed to me was his desire to come in a mood of brotherhood, to encourage, enliven, and support Srila Prabhupada's disciples in their mission of serving Srila Prabhupada. He told me that this was his primary motivation in coming to the West. And I think many of us here have had already the chance to associate with Maharaj at some of the different lectures that he's given. But in coming forward to make contact with Maharaj and have his association, it seems like we're reliving the past a little bit, because we've had to navigate through an ocean of enthusiastic souls who have come forward to serve Maharaj, and it's kind of like looking back in time, seeing our own self a long, long time ago, very enthusiastic, and probably sometimes a little bit insensitive to other people's needs and our enthusiasm. But everybody is good-hearted and trying their best. So at the same time, we felt, everyone has been discussing that there was need for a deep and intimate dialogue with Maharaj about issues that all of us individually and collectively are dealing with. And by Maharaj's mercy and the help of his devotees, helpers here who've come, we've been able to organize this meeting. So it's a great honor to have Maharaj here to talk to us, and it's a great honor to be in the room with all of you. And I think this is the opportunity we've all been looking for having some spiritual dialogue with exalted Vaishnava Sadhus. I think that it's a discussion. So whatever in your heart is what you want to speak about, there's no real formality. I haven't experienced that with Maharaj in my dealings with him. He's been very open to me. And so I think it's fair to say the same applies for all of us.
In the past year, I feel like I was writing a story I was certain in relation to an article called A Man in the And Srila Prabhupada was extremely strict about how we must go and worship the deity. And he instructed us very carefully. And since Prabhupada left, I never had the opportunity to put Lord Krishna to sleep. And over the past year, I got that mercy again to put Lord Krishna to sleep at the Man. And I did honestly to the deity for the first time for many, many years. And I came across a problem, and it was manifested a few times, that after doing the offering in the evening, it was like Radha Gokulananda hadn't actually eaten the whole thing. Now, this had happened a few times where I felt that, every time I did the offering over the years, that Lord Krishna actually went and eaten. And when I put Krishna in his bed, if I happen to do it with a disciple of, say, Srila or another disciple, and they sometimes had the picture of Srila on the altar, whenever I picked up the picture, I love Srila Maharaj, she's one of my dearest friends, and a lot of my godfathers. But there's nothing in the picture. I mean, I can pick the picture up. And they were putting, the deity to sleep, and they were using certain mantras to if I was putting the deity to sleep, I would go straight through to my spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. If I'm doing the offering, I go through to my spiritual master. Now, I'm asking a question. That if a person is not a pure devotee and you are making an offering, this is to Radha Gokulananda, to a deity that is installed, to the Supreme Lord, can that person take that offering through the disciplic succession to the Supreme Lord? So I haven't heard about anything. I have noticed this I'm asking this question from my own understanding of when putting Krishna to sleep and why the deity sometimes says, I thought he hasn't eaten in that day. And I may have been the only Prabhupada's disciple on the altar that day. That meant that all the other people doing the deity worship may have had another dish. Be a disciple of another person. So I'm asking, I know nothing is black and white, I know the Supreme Lord will accept sincere service, but when Srila Prabhupada was here, he instructed very carefully how we must do this deity worship. And I'm just wondering, can a person who is not pure accept offering and take it through the disciplic succession?
There's a picture of our book.
We know and follow our disciplic order. And in disciplic order, Srimad Bhagavatam, how Ambarish Maharaj used to be, how Raghunath Das Goswami often to Giriraj, Sila. How Narhari, very dearest to Chaitanya. And how our disciples become. Like Gadadhar. Gadadhar, he is Radhika. He used to offer. We should offer to Radha Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But think that when we are cooking, we are not cooking really. Srimati Radhika is cooking for Krishna. We are only giving thanks to her and she is doing preparation for us. and then it is by the order of Srimati Radhika, this whole Radha. This is called our Gurudev. And at that time, if Srimati Radha and Krishna are there, divine couple, that our Gurudev will not come in male form. He will come in gopi form. Because any male cannot go there. So Gurudev has to manifest them. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Leela, and other forms, like a gopi, Guru Gopi. So we should call there that come out, Gurudev, and unqualified to offer this to Krishna, and Krishna will not take. So you should come and take it to Radha and Krishna. He knows, she knows, and a Guru knows how to offer. So actually, those we recite mantra, Gurudev come on, swagatam, swagatam, idam asanam, etat naivedyam, kling kling radha nabhyam namah, because you are all initiated, so I am kling kling radha nabhyam namah. But it will go through Gurudev. We know that Gurudev is very beloved, and he is not a person of this world. He is so dearest to Radha and Krishna, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He at once comes, and he will offer to you divine pair, Radha and Krishna. But Srimati Radhika will not take first. Our Gurudev will pray Srimati Radhika. You should, O Radhike, you should first give to your beloved Krishna. Because he cannot take first. Or at a time like nowadays, wife and husband both take it. So Srimati Radhika will come and offer to Krishna with thanks and kshama, very slowly, very affectionately, offer to Krishna. Gurudev is watching, and she is telling everything by eyes to Gurudev. Nani, Guru Sati, bring this, bring that, bring water, bring sabji, bring kheer, very Manmohan laddu, so many things. She will bring and give it to Srimati Radhika. Radhika is giving all this. And after that, she will arrange to keep hands clear, and then she will say, and among the all sakhis, she distributes, also taking herself and distributing all. Guru Sakhi is distributing to all, giving first to Srimati Radhika, Lalita, Vishakha, all Siddham, Subal, all Dhanista will then distribute all. To Tulasi, to all, and after that in their form, they will distribute among all the devotees. Then it will never come short. Always when full of in that pot. We see in Jagannath Puri, have you gone to Radha Kant Math? Radha Kant Math is the oldest among all our mutts. And Bakrasa Pandit, and after that, his disciple. What Gopal Guru. And after that Dhyan Chandra. For all months and all characteristics are coming from them. Also, they remember the Ashtakali Lila, so then Dhyan Chandra Paddhati or Gopal Guru Paddhati. A deity is there, Radhakant. And Gopal Guru, in his lifetime, he used to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and also Radhakant Ji. After he went on, he went from this world, all their duties. Dhyan Chandra was also so much bigger. One told him, coming from Vrindavan, that why you are waiting? I have seen Gopal Guru in Vrindavan in Dhir Samir. Dhir Samir is very nearer to Bansibar. I have seen him chanting there. He at once started to go there, and on foot he went there without taking anything, waiting. And he, when he reached there, he saw that his guru, Gopal Guru, is chanting, waiting under a tamal tree. And so moved that he was not seen. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Yes, chanting. All the systems, this has told with Asa Satsikar and all of us. He has fell down. Oh Gurudev, Gurudev, Jesus said, come on to Puri. Without Puri, without you, I cannot, I want, don't want to. He told, don't do like so, no prayer life. I cannot live this in that. I'm serving apparently to the divine couple. You should not disturb. But you are praying, so I will go there in a form of deity, wooden deity, neem deity. And he came, and from a neem tree he made a deity of Gopal Guru and kept on the door of Radhakant. When he used to offer Mahaprasadam, that the deity of Gopal Guru was taken inside near deity. And he used to offer what he had in front of Gopal Guru. Oh Gurudev, you should offer to your very dear Radhakanta. And he used to realize that, oh, my Gurudev has come, yes. And offering to Radhakanta. This system, even there, can be. At the time of offering this deity, Gopal Guru is taken inside, and it is believed that he comes and he offers only the priest, pujari, or anything, or the in line, the septic line, who is acharya there, he comes and gives there, and he offers that Gopal Guru is your offering. So it is clear. Whether there may be any picture of anyone, but we know that Bhaktivedanta Swami is bona fide guru. No doubt. So we should offer to him. We should not go to any doubt. And give in his hands, Gurudev, you have two forms. So you can offer to your beloved. I can. I am bringing all these things before you. And he will surely say, if I am offering or anyone offering, who I don't know whether he is bona fide or not, he he is Uttam Adhikari or not, they don't realize. But he is realized person, our Guru. So he will surely be there. And surely he will take Krishna. So we can follow life. Understand? It is clear somehow? Anything was? I think it is clear to all.
If the transcendental body has not been born, has not developed, and you're offering to service is made with your mind, your intelligence, or even the consciousness part of them, or even in offensive mode in some way, where does your offering and your service go? Even though with your body you may be going through the process, and with your eyes, on the sensual level you are acting in a certain way, where does it all go? If the soul, the Atman, has not been awakened,
if one who is in middle is genuine person, why I told this thing, I cleared this thing. They should not offer. They should get in the hands of our Gurudev, realized soul, and he has necessary.
Eternal form,
eternal mind, eternal heart, everything. So he should be, because we have a link with our Gurudev. Even a person is not realized soul, that thought as our form, and he had never seen, but a link may be there. In India, we say the Vedic custom that the girl had never seen to the husband who is to be married. Father and mother chose that my girl will be married to a very beautiful qualified boy. But girl has never seen her. Not a photo yet. But he has heard from their father, mother or anyone's father. She is beautiful. So beautiful. So qualified. She is so generous. Sweet dealings, and so marvelous all qualities. His name is this. Then in India, some transactions are made. Any ring from lady side, anything from groom side. And a buck, a words are given that they will be married, and marriage is done, actually. Or after that only formality is done. So at that time he has not even seen, but he has so much affection for that young. And he thinks that I am her wife, his wife. And he has so much affection for her. If he hears that he is ill, that it becomes a rest. So, with Krishna, whether we have not seen, not realized, and even not our spiritual body has been siddhadeya, that is called, even not received. But a link, a guru has given like a seed of that frame in our heart. And if it is there, Guru will hear, Radha Krishna will hear, everybody will hear by that mood of serving Krishna. It will become afterward nistha, then ruchi, asakti, bhav, and bhav like Bilvamangal, Krishna will come surely. Whether he will give darshan or not, but he is always with that people. And after that, a simple day will come. But when this mood of serving Krishna has come here, Krishna will be bound to accept. Astra laya bhaje, tare Krishna nahi taje, asam more akara. What is the meaning? Astra laya bhaje. Ashay is, mole Ashay is Balde Prabhu or Srimati Radhika. Object of the fame, love is Krishna. And Ashray is Radhika. No? So, anyone in the line of Srimati Radhika, up to our Gurudev, is there. And if we offer chance and everything we will do, divine services, then by link it will go to Krishna. Like you can have an example, an example. This is a ball, and it is in the on position. Since this upper side has been broken, and anyhow some seen garis are seen, sparks are seen. There must be anything wrong in that, and current is possible. If a man will fall any water, what will be? Essence current will come. We are telling this water from here throwing, and the power will come and catch us, and we may die. Take this example to Krishna. If you are giving your affection and all kinds of devotional activities, offering, chanting, meditating, anything we are doing, even we are brahming in the, not in mandir, even in the in guru cottage, or any devotees, but to tell of this, if we are clearing the tools of our Guruji or any devotee, the service goes through the separate order to Krishna. Krishna accepts it and becomes so blessed. Because Ashray is there. Our Guruji is bona fide in the separate order. If you give anything to him, throw him, it will surely go there. No doubt at all. If our Gurudev Ashray is not bona fide, he is wanting attached to any worldly thing, not to Krishna, then it will not go. Ashray laya bhaje. So Gurudev, bona fide Gurudev, realized soul, is bona fide Gurudev. And if he will offer to him, give anything, throw him, not offering at all. In Braja we see, when anything is given to Krishna, plate, Yashoda is, as Mangal says, that, oh, let's see how this bird is good, beautiful. And when Krishna looks there and Madhu Mangal takes and tells in his mouth, no offering, nothing. In Braja nothing to do like this, to offer or anything. So, it has been told in Punsarpita Vishnu cha bhakti ce navalakkhana shravanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam padasevanam archanam vandanam dashakhatmanivedanam iti Punsarpita Vishnu ce navalakkhana kriyet bhagavati abdhatan manya dhita muksamam Prahlad Nij Maharaj told to his father Hiranyakashipu. But have you selected best thing you knew already? Then he said, if we have surrendered ourselves in the lotus feet of Sevak Bhagavan, Guru Bhagavan, and after that, if you will Shramanam, Kirtanam, all these things, then it's their bhakti. And if you have not surrendered to Krishna, to your Guru Bhagavan, Guru Sevak, then you will chant whole day and night, but it will not give results so good. Only sadness of this world, we can escape from that by meditation. But if we had a guru, one of our guru, like Swamiji, our Gurudev, Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj, like Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Vishwanath Bhakti Thakur, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Rupa Goswami. Krishna will come and take himself, nothing to offer. Because they are surrendered souls. So if our Gurudev is surrendered soul, or if anyone surrendered himself, nothing to offer. Only, so it has been called that only Kanishta Vaishnava should worship. Those who are Mahabhagavat, nothing. They have surrendered, they have given hearts and everything to Krishna. So nothing new to offer. Perhaps you are following me? Following? So if anyone, they like this. Like you see, Rupa and Sanatana were sitting in under the shade of Nandagaon, Kadambate, from where Krishna used to call all cows. Shyamali, Dhavali, Ishangi, Gange, Kalinde, and they used to run to Krishna. When he used to count, he saw that in laps and laps, cows, one cow is left. Dhavali has left. She has dead now. He will climb on the tree and come there. Oh Dhavali, come on. And seeing this, hearing this sweet voice of Bansi, she used to run. I am coming, humbering like, man, I am coming on. And then, in the night, Krishna used to call from that float, standing on the top of that tree, oh Radhe, oh Lalita, not like this, in a cling, you know, in cling, everything is there. Used to sound in a so manner that Radhika used to think that, oh, Krishna is calling me, only calling me. Lalita used to think that, oh, Krishna is calling me. I all used to run out. There they were sitting. If any Siddha place is there, anywhere, and if he goes, I think that no need of concentrating. It comes itself. So we should, it has been told, go to Vrindavan and be in Vrindavan. And if you are not going to Vrindavan, you should be there by mind, by heart. So everything will be pure and so melodious. So they were sitting and talking about Krishna Katha, Hari Katha. No meeting for any political or anything. No meeting in sadhu. How to do this. What Gopis told to Krishna when Krishna goes to Avatar. When he came, how Srimati Radhika and Lalita and all were watching Krishna so pushing. Sitting, Krishna. Sitting, you see?
Yes.
Hearing. So eagerly. They never knew that, well, my body heart is here and there. They used to worship and do archan of Krishna there. Know this? Practically this means?
Lamp.
No agarbatti, no flowers, nothing. Everything was in their crooked eyes. And they used to do that. Hurta Krishna,
And they just to ask him. And Krishna accepted by him. So this Harikatha was going in between them. Not how to manage, how to control this. And so many critical positions have come. Only there, Harikatha. So it became noon, the time of offering anything to Krishna and to take Mahaprasad. Guru Goswami, at once, I have not given anything to my Gurudev and elder brother. But I have nothing, no room, no cooking pot, no lota ghoti, you know, drinking pot, nothing in my room. I have not begged anything from anywhere. Sanatana Goswami was telling Harikatha, and here he was hearing, but mentally thinking this. At once, a very little girl, very beautiful girl, so beautiful girl, but in an ordinary dresses, anyone can not recognize. And he told, Baba, you know, those who are in prayer, chanting, remembering, alone, very earnestly, they are called Baba, Sanatana Baba, Roop Baba. They called also me Narayan Baba, like this. I am not a devotee, real devotee, but yet they come. So, Baba, I have brought some rice, some milk, and some sugar. My mother has sent me, oh Lali, Lali means darling daughter. Oh Lali, take this and go to a roof cottage. They have nothing to take, so go and give them. That is, they should prepare kheer and to offer Krishna and to take. He told thrice, but Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami, they didn't care for that. Oh Baba, I'm going, and if you have no time, may I prepare? Rupa Goswami has become so desperate, but continued to hear. This girl magically, in a 1 second, he collected cow dung, dry, and how he burnt it, and how he made a very beautiful, fragrant, sweet kheer. Baba, I have done it. You should, when you have time, you can take it, offer, and then. He went on. After that, Rupa Goswami told, when Harikatha was dropped, he took something and offered to Krishna. Nothing to tattoo in his mouth, and became mad, and, oh Krishna, oh Krishna. They have been cheated. Srimati Radhika has cheated us. She came and worked and cooked, and even we cannot recognize the Vigat. Sanatana Goswami told that, have you prayed to Srimati Radhika? I have not prayed, but I have a will that I should anything give to my Gurudev. Oh, you have done wrong. In future you should not do like this. Our Ishtadev, Srimati Radhika, and she has come and she has cooked for us, she has to be worried for that. So you do again in your life. So, if you are surrendered, so my Gurudev surely. But then, you see, towards our Asya is so pakka, you know, so strong. This is like a khuta means anything in India, in shore of seashore, anything is given.
Hook.
And the rope and stickles are painted in chain. Then that boat will not go here and there. So ashram is Gurudev. And if we will offer anything to him, whether we are realized soul or not, or Gurudev, so it will go in the chain, in a receptive form. It will give to his Gurudev, so Rukmanjari, and she will give to Vishakha, Vishakha will give to Lalita, and Lalita will offer to Srimati Radhika, Radhika will give. Try to be in this line. But the Harikatha is so valuable, so rare. Swamiji wanted to give it all, but short time he had to go and cook and to offer everything for their divine. But we should learn. Process and develop our professional activity.
I'm a little bit afraid to ask this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Considering the answers that you have given, should we understand that Prabhupada, it's believed in the movement that Prabhupada appointed conditioned souls to become bona fide gurus just before he left this world? Is that true or not true?
As far as I know, he met me in his last presence, he called me. He never told that he has appointed AD. But he told that 11 are of DBS were there. I have given the management to them. I don't know whether she has told anywhere that I have appointed someone. Like Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, he never appointed anyone. Guru comes, realized soul, not by appointing, but by his practice it comes. And how he has given whole thing. If you are saying that very senior and very learned person but falling down. And something stands with us as we are neglecting someone and from inner. He is so confident. He is so strong. He has given up everything to his religion. So it will come later. So any guru does not like this. And if one of that guru, Shishya has, he may tell. So if he has done like this, then good, and we should follow. And watch and see, we are not fool. We are not like animals. We should use our also
intelligence
to see who is falling more. Is one of all five. He accepts his Gurudev in all respects. Having all the qualities, no attachment with worldly things, and also sometimes some learned also. But most quality is that he is realized. But any third class person, devotee cannot realize all these things. Serving his Gurudev, he can see. Who is Kanishth, who is Madhyam, who is Uttam, Adhika. And according to this qualification, we should try to serve them. And if you are not serving, then we are in Kanishth. If we are fighting each other for name, fame, or any worldly thing, then we should see them. Yes. We can judge something, not everything, but we can. So we try to judge ourselves also, what activities are favorable to Krishna Bhakti and what are not favorable, and we should try to adopt this
favorable to it.
It is favorable.
This is price point.
Otherwise, these two things, three of them should be honored, but in different ways, not in one way. Prema Maitri Kripa Apeksha Jaha Karoti. Uttamaskari has no any rule and regulation. He is above all rules. No rule of Ved, Upanishad, anywhere. They cannot control that person who is Uttamadhikari. Like Nityananda Prabhu. He can do anything. He is so near and dear, and he is Krishna. Haridas Thakur is out of control. Rupa Goswami Sanatana out of control. Anyone, if they want to control, then they will be of no man. So we should be concerned. So prem to Krishna, maitri to devotees who are superior to us, they should be served by dwanda pranam, offering anything, serving from heart. But maitri, and those who are in equal rank, madhyam adhikari to us, fancy, they should be honored equally. And those who are some cultural charity, requiring help, please to give our association to them, tell Harikatha, and try to develop their. And fourth, neglecting bhakta, bhagavan, and bhakti, opposite mode, then we should neglect.